red-handed. My back was turned, I never had a chance. And now I'm broken, babe. I'm just a shell of a broken man. When will I learn that the person I want to be would not do these things? When will I learn that you can't trust the lust?
That is the opening of When Will I Learn from Seattle guitarist, singer, and songwriter Aaron Jones and his band The Way. Formed 4 years ago, the group were regional champions in a worldwide battle of the bands called Hard Rock Rising. They got the attention of Seattle hip-hop hero Sir Mix-a-Lot, who produced their first album for Aaron Jones and The Way called The Dream that came out last fall. And Aaron Jones joins us in the studio. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. It's really great to be here.
How old are you anyway?
I'm 27.
And where'd you grow up?
Right here in Seattle, Washington.
What was the kind of music you heard when you were growing up?
Post-grunge. That was really, really hot stuff at that point. Hip-hop was starting to peak at that point, I think, and change into this new era that it's in right now. And
was there music you heard that made you want to play music?
Blues music was the music that made you want to play, I think, originally. Seeing Stevie Ray Vaughan play for the first time, like on a video, I think it was Austin City Limits, was something that really took me aback. And, you know, when I saw that, like, it really made me like feel like compelled to play guitar. So I picked one up and went off with it.
And how did you learn to play guitar?
I taught myself. So just hours of sitting down and practicing and you know, figuring out stuff.
Have you always been a band leader, or did you play with other bands before you started The Way?
Yeah, I've played with other bands and stuff before I started The Way, but for the most part, I think I've always been a band leader. I mean, every now and again, I get hired to go do some work over with Janelle Monáe's label, Wonderland, down in Atlanta. So I still, you know, do some side project stuff, but my main project is really being a leader and kind of moving the band forward.
What was your first performance before an audience?
First performance before an audience, that's interesting. Probably back in church was the first time it happened when I was a kid, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, singing with the choir and you know, doing all the hymns and the gospels and stuff, you know.
Did you like the church choir?
I love the church choir, man. I grew up in it was like a non-denominational church, but it was profoundly, like, you know, with a bunch of black members, and so it definitely brought like that kind of southern black soul to the Seattle scene.
As I was mentioning, I saw you at Bumper Shoot a few years ago, and you were playing just this incredible guitar. You showed up for a band that didn't show up, mm-hmm. and it was a delightful surprise to me. And I was immediately struck by your guitar playing, as many people will be. For people unfamiliar with the music, here's just a little bit of a taste of it. Yeah. Fan the guitar, I think, when you're blazing like that. That's a song called Baptized in Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
We're listening to Aaron Jones and The Way. That title, that's a lot of allusions to me in that title, to gospel music,
yeah,
which we talked about, to blues master Muddy Waters.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking about with the title?
I was more thinking about just my rebirth into just what I knew about music, I think, at the time. I wrote that song when I was really young. I was probably about 15 or 16 when I wrote
really?
That song. Yeah. So it's been reinvented over and over again just as I've grown as an artist. And originally, I wanted to write a song that was like my coming out song, and I think that was it. Like, I'm here, and I'm ready to play and ready to work, you know.
There's a pain in these songs. There's a song, Bounce Your Head, and there's a line called They Don't Know My Restless Pain. And then you name check Kurt Cobain, who, of course, killed himself 20 years ago,
yeah,
last April 5th. What were you talking about there?
I was talking about some of the hardships that come with you know, pursuing a music career and taking on mass popularity. I don't think it's something that a lot of people can really relate to, but when I listen to a lot of Eminem's lyrics, it talks a lot about taking on just that, the weight of being popular, the weight of being celebrity and stuff like that. And even though, like, I'm just in the beginning phases of that, I can kind of relate to some of that.
Now, I've heard you interviewed, and you said in there you felt as though you grew up basically an orphan. Why was that?
Yeah. So in my childhood, my upbringing, my dad was a delinquent and never around. And, you know, my mother was she was addicted to a lot of drugs and alcohol. And so I was raised actually by my aunt, you know, but even with the motherly love I received from my aunt, like, I was raised in a great family and a lot of happiness around me. And you know, I have great adoration and appreciation for my aunt that she really did serve as my mother. There is still something to be said about the motherly, fatherly love that, you know, that is necessary when you're growing up, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about that, it's kind of what I talk about missing out on. It's weird when you grow up and you look around and a lot of these kids have parents, or one or two parents around, and you're the only guy who doesn't have one or two, you know.
Are you still in touch with your folks?
Yeah, you know, my mother passed away a couple years back, and I was never really in touch with my father. So, you know, it really taught me how to really appreciate, like, the love that was around me, you know. And, like, I think I grew up thinking that I just wasn't loved, you know, I didn't have enough love around me. But as I became older and became more mature and into my adulthood, I realized that, like, I had a really, really great upbringing. Mm-hmm. I was really, really loved, and I'm continually loved by the people around me, my friends, my family, and all that.
It's interesting to me that maybe your parents didn't have a lot of discipline. Maybe that was one of the issues they had. But you obviously have a ton of discipline,
yeah,
because you taught yourself guitar on your own, mm-hmm, and you've taken this tough road to be a professional musician. Where did that come from? It doesn't sound like it would have necessarily come from your folks.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because, like, I think about this quite a bit, and I couldn't really answer that question for you. I don't really know where it came from, but I will say that, like, music is spiritual, and I think that the more that a person can understand themselves and their own spirit, is the more success they're going to find in any industry where art is on display, you know. So I think that in the past 2 years it was me really starting that spiritual journey that got me to understanding, like, that, you know, I can do anything, I can be anything, create anything. And that's my driving focus, is to understand, like, creating a purpose for myself and driving towards that. And my purpose right now is to bring people together through the gift that I've been given, and to share with the world, you know.
Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aaron Jones, the band's called The Way. And we're going to hear some more from that first album, The Dream. This is something called Can't Stop the Rain.
Beat me down and watch me bleed. I've got to stand up. My life can't be this rough.